Cultural Energy brings you another perspective from northern New Mexico. Today we hear from Susie Kane of Taos.
For most of my life, I was reticent in talking about my own experience of war because so many others had suffered so much more. Having learned not to compare myself with others, but to allow myself to feel my own feelings, today I'm amazed by how long I hosted low-grade fear that became my familiar ground, and how long I perceived relaxation from fear as the exception. When I was 18 months old in 1941, my parents and I were caught in a coup in Iraq, which the British, to whom Iraq was mandated at the time, quelled with daily bombings. No one in my family was hurt, and after the rebellion, which lasted 1 month, Iraq rejoined the Allies. But as the bombs exploded, inarticulate fear had been encoded in my bones. When I was 4 years old, my parents, my two-year-old brother and I, immigrated from Iraq. Yes, I was born in Iraq of an Iraqi father whose family was Christian. We traveled for a month in a slow convoy of merchant ships that left from Alexandria, Egypt, finally reaching Gibraltar after anxiously crossing the Mediterranean, thought to be full of German U-boats. We then headed into the Atlantic Ocean, bound for America, that teeming shore. The crew and passengers ran through lifeboat drills every day. The men, my father among them, were in charge of the lifeboats and practiced donning their rubber suits as protection against the winter seas in the event we were torpedoed and had to abandon ship. We slept in our clothes, but how that precaution would have helped, I do not know, for the hold of our tiny vessel was loaded with copper, which is denser than iron. But think about this. If my puny experience of war could have had such a debilitating grip on me for as long as it did, what about all the Iraqi children, not to mention adults, who have huddled under a rain of U.S. missiles and bombs, who have witnessed family members, friends, and neighbors gruesomely killed or maimed, who have seen their homes and neighborhoods demolished, and who now do not know when the next car bomb is coming? One of the reasons I will not vote for George W. Bush in the coming election is his stance on preemptive war. Preemptive war is aggression against another nation, not for what it has done, but for what it might do. Preemptive war is analogous to giving someone the electric chair for keeping a knife in his kitchen drawer. To those who would argue that Saddam Hussein used weapons of mass destruction before, chemical weapons on his own citizens, the Kurds, in northern Iraq during the Iran-Iraq War, I ask only, who sold Iraq the ingredients for those weapons, and who taught Iraqi soldiers to use them? As for our fear of nuclear weapons, we should be fearful indeed of the only nation that has used those weapons before, on civilian populations, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
This has been a perspective by Susie Kane. Visit culturalenergy.org to listen online to other perspectives and learn how you could add your voice to this series.